A word for you from Revelations chapter 3, verse 3. Remember therefore how you have received and heard, hold fast and repent. This is the letter that Jesus personally wrote via John the Apostle to his churches. This one goes to the church in Sardis, which was a revival church. God had worked miracles here. Many had got saved. There was that fresh love of Jesus, at least in the beginning, because Jesus says, remember. In the beginning of this letter, he says, look, I know you have a reputation of being alive, but I say you are dead. And really what matters is Jesus' opinion, what he thinks of us. It's not what you think of yourself. So when you examine yourself before God, ask him to examine you. Use the word of God to probe the inner workings of your heart. Ask Jesus to speak to you as he wrote a personal letter to them. It is also written to us because this is part of the word of God for us. And here he says something that is not uncommon, because he says something quite similar to the other churches. Some of the other seven churches are also given the same instruction, remember. And here he says, remember therefore how you have received and heard. He's calling them to remember the very beginning of their faith, how they heard the gospel and how they received it. You see, they probably received it with such enthusiasm, with such love, with such humility, such gratefulness, that Jesus has not forgotten it. It seems, though, that the church in Sardis had. And that's why Jesus says, remember how it was in the beginning, how you heard and how you received. To another church he says, remember your first works and repent. So often, the first works, though we might, perhaps later on when we think we are more mature Christians, look down on them and say, oh, but I was so foolish and I was so unwise. Well, Jesus remembers the first love. He appreciates that total surrender to him. The fact that he is their only love and that he is the one who matters. And so he says, now remember specifically how you received it. How you didn't listen to anything else, not even your own opinion, but you listened to him, and how you heard, and then repent.